regardless of what happened with the election, what needs to happen now is the board has to have some stability. And it doesn't make any difference who was elected and who wasn't. It's time now to move forward, because in the past, the board has been struggling with basically trying to find their own identity. Well, now with the brand new three elected folks on there, I think it's now time to figure out who they are and what they want to do. I think there certainly is a schism between the stakeholders and the board and the school superintendents, and that's going to have to be addressed, and that's going to be have to do that over time.
Were you surprised by the outcome and the shift in power that's going to take place?
No, I wasn't surprised, because the community is asking for change. And the way to change is to elect new and different people in those roles. So I'm not surprised, but does that mean Dr. Brown's days are numbered? I can't judge that. It's based upon what the board and the new board members bring to the table.
Do you think, in your opinion and your expertise, it would be best for them to start fresh with a new superintendent, even though she's only been doing this for about 2 years?
For good or bad, the superintendent reports to the board, and so the board is going to have to make that decision. And I don't think they can do it based upon one misstep or one wonderful statistic. I think they need to look at the whole gambit of who it is they want running the place, whether it's her or not. And I think that's one of the key things that not only the board wants to do, but the public is wanting to have some direction as well.
Dr. Shields, in your study of superintendents, tell us, if you can, an evaluation of Superintendent Brown and her work. She's made missteps and decisions that certainly the community has not been happy with as well.
And I think at the beginning, when she was first hired, I'm not sure that the stakeholders really had an opportunity to get involved in the process. And I think that's part of the issue as well. Superintendents are going to make mistakes. It's a very difficult environment out there with the standards and the funding and the politics. So it's a very, very difficult situation. So I think from the beginning it was a little bit rough, and I think that's what the board is going to have to sink their teeth into now is, do they want to keep her, do they not? And I think that's going to have to come out with the board of the upcoming new electorate as well, too.
It's surprising that she'd want to stay at this point. Certainly some of the top business community leaders literally tried to drive her out of town with an offer of cash. Yet she continues to stay in this environment.
Yeah, the wolves are certainly at the door. The money from the private business folks was unprecedented. I've never heard of anything like that before. And just as you said, she's going to stay the course. I don't see that she's going to be resigning. I think, if anything, the board's going to have to pull the trigger if that's what they want to do. But it's just been so hard to follow, because it's just the entrenchment of where everybody is politically. And until they get together and figure out what the direction they want to go in, the canoe is going to keep spinning.
What would your best advice be to Pamela Brown and the board right now?
I think that with the new electorate to come in with a cohesive plan, and I'm talking about a planning 2-3 day thing of trying to figure out what they're going to do. Each board member who is newly elected also has their own agendas and all their goals as well, too. I think some of those things need to be hashed out and prioritized. So if it's the graduation rate that is the number one thing that the board needs to focus on, then they ought to get together and figure out how to do that and then prioritize the second and third and fourth goal that they're going to be looking at.
It's really about stabilizing the board so that they can get to work and get down to business to help in the classroom.
Absolutely right.
Well, Dr. Shields, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure.